Ephesians 5, verse 21. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. In our last study, we saw how we are commanded to submit to one another. We're going to look at one to another. Obviously, the Lord is referring to our submission to other members of the family of God. But I think it goes far beyond that. One key to what the Lord is saying here is found in the verses that follow immediately after this one. Specifically, it refers to what Paul says in Ephesians 5, verses 22, to Ephesians 6, verse 9. In those verses, Paul tells us that there is to be submission in several areas of our life. By the way, the submission spoken about here is a mutual submission. Everyone is expected to submit to everyone. Yes, everyone else. Ephesians 5, 22 to 32 refers to the relationship between husbands and wives. In marriage, there is the common idea that wives are to be in submission to the husbands. That is not a stretch because that is what the Bible clearly teaches. However, that being said, before God tells wives to submit to their husbands, he tells both husband and wife to be in submission to the other. This is not a contradiction. God has vested leadership in the home to the husband. The man is the spiritual leader in the home. But far too many men take the submission of the wife to mean that they can throw around their weight in the home. That is not what the text is talking about. They try to overrule their wives by demanding that they submit. They act like tyrants in the home. The wife can't make a decision unless the husband approves it. The wife can't spend money unless the husband approves it. The wife can't do this or that unless the husband approves it. That is not, brothers and sisters, what the text is teaching. Only a fool would act that way in their relationship with their spouse. The man is to lead, yes, but not from a position of authority, but from a position of love. That's why Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives, as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. I'm sure it would be much easier for the woman to submit if you were acting as Christ to her. Men, you can't love your wife unless you submitted to her as her servant. You can't love her like Jesus loved the church unless you're willing to humble yourself and give yourself for her good. Christ laid down his life for us. For us, the bride, the groom laid down his life for the bride. And that's what we're commanded to do, men. Men seem to forget that they're to be the spiritual leader in the home. They're to do everything they can to see that their wife and children have every opportunity to see Christ. To see Christ. He's to help them grow in the Lord. He's to help them develop their spiritual gifts for the glory of God. If they're lost, he's to help them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. If you're the man of the house, you're to be the servant of your family. You're to be Christ in them. What a calling, brothers and sisters. I shouldn't say sisters. I should just say brothers to husbands. You are to be as Christ to them. Brothers, not in the sense that you can save them, but in the sense that you love them more than anything else except Christ, and you long to see them become everything God would have them to be. I've been hard on the men, haven't I? Well, the fact is, submission though is a two-way street. sisters, submission in the marriage is to be mutual. Husbands are to submit to God and to their wives. Wives are to submit to God and their husbands. That is the recipe for successful marriage. We'll look a little closer at those things in coming studies. This is just overall, I'm making the point of submitting to one another in the fear of God. So that being said, Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4 speaks about the relationship between parents and children. There's to be mutual submission in that relationship. I'm trying to drive home the point of mutual submissionship. This ain't about being a tyrant. Mutual submission in that relationship. Children are to submit to the headship of the parents in the home. They're to honor their parents. They're to obey their parents. Their submission to their parents honors the Lord and brings his blessings into their lives. Before Paul moves away from the parent-child relationship, he speaks to fathers. The fathers are commanded to raise their children with grace. They're not to dominate their children with ruthless power. They're to raise them with a Christ-like spirit. They're to help them reach their fullest potential in Jesus Christ. If the commands in these verses are to be carried out, they're not. They must be mutual submission. Children have to submit to the authority of the parents. Parents are to serve their children by loving them and by patiently guiding them in the ways of the Lord. Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 9 deals with the relationship between master and slave. The modern comparison would be relationship between employer or employee. In that relationship, there must also be mutual submission. The employee is to yield to the demands of his master. He's to do what he's told and give his employer a good day's work. The employer is to respect those who work for him. He's to consider their needs and treat them fairly without favoritism. If this relationship is to work in a fashion that glorifies the Lord, there must be mutual submission as both employer and employee work together to accomplish the will of God in this world. Of course, Paul is writing here to believers. Unfortunately, not every employer or employee is saved. If you find yourself either working for or employing a lost person, you are not responsible for how they act. You're only responsible for you. In that situation, you are to be Christ-like and submissive. That is his command to you. You're to be Christ-like, brothers and sisters, and submissive. It's not one at the expense of the other. Christ-like and submissive. What Paul is commanding here is nothing short of absolutely amazing. Unbelievable. In that culture, 2,000 years ago, it was common for women and children and slaves to submit to those in authority over them. Women had few rights, children and slaves had none, men dominated the culture. They were the law, they were the power, they were the authorities. Christianity came along and changed the whole dynamic of ancient society. Men, women, children and slaves were placed on the same level. God commands every person in the family of God to submit to every other person in the family of God. The family of God, brothers and sisters, is much different than this world, than the culture of this world. We are commanded to love God supremely, and we are to place others ahead of ourselves all of the time, in every situation. That is how the Bible describes the kind of submission that God is looking for. Loving God first and foremost, supremely. Not having other gods before him. And we can easily make a god out of our spouse, our children, or anything else. Christ-like and submissive. The question before us is this. Is that the kind of submission that's found in your life? Or is there room for improvement? Do you need to repent? Let's search our hearts. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to guide us through this truth. And let's ask him if we're getting this right. If we're getting this right for the glory of God. Back to our text in Ephesians 5, verse 21. Submit to one another in the fear of God. The fear of God. What does it mean to fear God? The word fear translates the Greek word phobos. We get our word phobia from this word. It often refers to alarm, to terror, to fear. However, this word has a secondary meaning. It can be used to refer to reverence, with to revere. That is Paul's intention here. The word here speaks of a holy reverence for God. It speaks of a reverence for God that respects Him above all other authorities. This reverence to God manifests itself in total obedience to Him and to His will for our lives. It's the attitude of, Father, not my will, but your will be done. When we fear God, we'll be in submission to Him. When we're submitted to Him, we'll have no problem submitting to other authority figures in our lives, in the home, in society, on the job, in the church. When we're submitted to God, we'll practice mutual submission to our spouses, parents, children, bosses, employees, and others. Our submission to God is not rooted in our fear of Him as a cruel tyrant. We don't fear Him because we think He might judge us and condemn us for our shortcomings. Our fear of God and our submission to Him is rooted in our love for Him. He loved us and gave Himself for us to redeem us from sin and to adopt us into His family. He's our Father. And because He is our Father, we reverence Him. And because we reverence Him, we submit to Him and to His authority over us. This means that our submission to others begins with our submission to God. Our submission to others is a window into our relationship with Him. When we are submitted to the Lord, we have no trouble submitting to others. Our submission in all the relationships of our life is a direct result of our love for and fear of and reverence for Almighty God. When He holds the proper place in our lives, then others will too. Submission. That is a concept we hear too little about. Everybody screams and shouts, I want my rights. Now, the Bible is crystal clear that God wants His rights too. And He wants you to obey Him and to love Him above all things. For He is worthy. Submission. We rarely see it lived out in our world. Unfortunately, we far too often don't see it carried out in the lives of the people of God. The will of God for every one of His children is submission to others. This is a command, brothers and sisters, in verse 21. He's not suggesting. This isn't a suggestion. This isn't His opinion. He is commanding us, brothers and sisters. Demanding of us. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. We have to come to terms with this command. If you're like me, you sometimes struggle in this area. It isn't always to yield to the rightness of others. And anybody in any kind of leadership role, you struggle with this. You have to yield to the rights of others. It's a fine line. Fine line. It isn't always easy to put others ahead of yourself. Yet, it is what we are commanded to do. There's no way around that. Let me be quick to say that this does not mean that you're to be a doormat. I'm not teaching that. You're not to allow others to walk all over you, to trample you underfoot, to take advantage of you, or to abuse you. There are times when you have to stand up for yourself. This verse is simply teaching us that in our relationship with others, we are to strive to be Christ-like all the time. Regardless of how they treat us, we are to treat them with respect. We are to view every relationship as an opportunity to serve the Lord by serving others. Using it as an opportunity to serve the Lord. Serving others. That you would be great in the kingdom. You must be the servant of all. Heavy concept, brothers and sisters, to look at today. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Especially here in the West. As I said earlier, everybody screams and shouts all day long. I want my rights. I have the freedom. I want my rights. No. God tells us, submitting to one another in the fear of God. And if you've never come to Christ before, if you're hearing this message today and you're saying, what in the world is this guy talking about? Submitting to one another. It's like everything against what the world teaches. But yet Christ commands you to submit to Him. That there's salvation in no other name. That there's no way to the Father but through Him. That whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord would be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given amongst men under heaven by which men must be saved. You must submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. You who have never come to the cross of Jesus Christ. He commands you. To be saved. Today is the day of salvation. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. You must submit to those commands, to those demands. Repent and believe. To obey commands, you must submit to them. And if you'll be listening today, and you've never submitted, submit to the claims of Christ. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. And brothers and sisters, may we submit to one another. Not saying it's easy. It's hard. It's hard for me to submit to you, but the Lord commands us to, brothers and sisters. We must obey the commands of the Lord, submitting to one another in the fear of God.